We're doing the Rambam Migel Teiman. We just learned how the Rambam gives all these compliments to the Rabbi and to the community, which is the second important point. Could be they deserved it, but could be that it's an important educational tool. If you come to people and you tell them, you guys are a bunch of bums, how could you even consider converting to Islam? They're not interested in listening. What we all want to hear is, you're great, you're good, you're fantastic, you're wonderful, we've heard all about you. And as we talk about what wonderful people you are, so because you're such wonderful people, of course you're going to do positive things. That's the way you talk to people. If you want to tell people to change, you have to come from the positive. And that's what the Rambam's doing. So, I'd like to say, oh, look at what wonderful people the Yemenites are. I'm sure they're wonderful Jews. But perhaps what we see here is also an educational tool. That the Rambam is finding what to compliment them on. Notice, he didn't say you guys are the biggest Talmidei Chacham in the world. He says, everyone knows what kind of Achnasas Arachim you do. Everyone knows they could count on you to be accepted warmly. He found the niche. Then he continues and says, and we know that you guys are all day, you learn Torah, and you go in the ways of Ravashi, you go in the ways of Dorolo, you guys are careful to go in the ways of justice and ensure that your towns run in accordance with the Torah. Mamidei Kriya Torah Al Tilam, you guys uphold the basic tenets of the Torah the way they should be. Mekabetzin Nifzirei Hashem B'milulam, and in your words you gather those that have been scattered from Hashem. You guys fulfill the Torah with all the details throughout your congregation, and you have nothing to worry about. And he quotes a pasuk, and this pasuk has a deeper meaning in Chazal. The pasuk says that when in their town, you don't have any breach, you don't have anyone who breaks out, you have no wailing in their streets. Our sages understood that to mean that there's no apostates among them. And peretz ven yotzet men tzvacha b'chovotam, it means there's none like Yeravam ben Nevat, no one who tries to get others to sin. There are none like Yeshu. There are none in there among them who are apostates and try to break the fold. And it could be that again the Rambam saw all these positive traits in the Yemenite Jews, and it could be, I'm suggesting, that the Rambam's about to tell them, don't leave the faith. So you want to tell someone, don't leave the faith, you begin by building a positive self-image. You begin by saying, I know how diligent you are in keeping mitzvahs, and how careful you are to go in the way of the Torah, and that you're always meticulous about fulfilling all the details of the mitzvahs, and that your community never has anyone that leaves the fold. That's where he's headed. So that's the introduction. Baruch Hashem asher lo yishbit mekamei Torah v'shomrei chukim. Thank God there's the Yemenite community, that there are still people who fulfill the Torah the way they should. Even in the far out islands, as we were promised by God's servant Isaiah, which is interesting because Moshe is called God's servant. Isaiah? Okay. You are the great sign. You are the sign that the words of the prophet have been fulfilled. Even from the edges of the land, we've heard them singing the words of Hashem. God should help you. And here you start hearing the Rambam's concern. Hashem should help you to uphold the faith and the statutes of the faith. Lishmo mishpat utzdakah, to maintain the justice and the righteousness, linzo mitzvato v'dato. Look at how the Rambam throws in a repetition of the maintaining the faith, maintain the mitzvos and the faith, leechoz bivrito, and now the Rambam takes it down to the bare minimum to hold on to the covenant, amen sela. You see the Rambam's taking them along. You guys are great, you guys are wonderful. May you continue holding on to the faith. May you continue being so righteous and in line with the Torah and hold on to the faith and hold on to the covenant. Amen. And when we received your letter, our precious one, he's talking to the rabbi, when we received your letter out here in Egypt, Namucho los naim, kitava ulai naim. Everyone was so happy to hear how you wrote it. and everyone was attracted by the wonderful writing that you wrote, the writing that reflects v'u'ed b'faneinu alecha. The writing is testimonial about you, that you are one of the faithful servants of God who stay in God's holy holy home. Hachonim al diglo, you're one of those that camp by God's flag. You're from those that chase after the Torah. You're from those that love the Torah's way of life. Hashokdim al daltotea, you're from those that are diligent in the learning of the Torah. Yiftach Hashem lechat matzpunea, may God open for you the secrets of the Torah. May God open for you the hidden secrets of the Torah. V'imalei libcha mitzvuneh, and may your heart be filled from the secrets of the Torah. V'yu dvareh ner l'raglecha v'olin tivatecha, and may the words of the Torah be the light for your path. May they be the lamp in which guides you and the light for your path. There's room to wonder why the Rambam says that from your letter we see how faithful you are to the way of the Torah. And he concludes by saying, may Hashem really reveal to you the secrets of the Torah. Is it because to the Rambam that is the essence, or that is the highest level? Or is it connected to everything that's going on here? The Rambam concludes by saying, may the words of the Torah be the light of your path. What's he saying here? You know, that seems a little base. Here he is the rabbi, and the Rambam attests, you're the one that seeks out the Torah. And yet the Rambam concludes by saying, may Hashem reveal the secrets, and may the words of the Torah be the light that shines your path. And as we read through the letter, we have to wonder if the Rambam is saying something between the lines to the rabbi about what he expects of him. And that maybe the rabbi should have stood more firmly and said to the congregation, this is ridiculous, there's no room to even entertain a thought that this man is the Messiah. So we have to remember, this is the Rambam's letter to the rabbi, which the Rambam will say later on in the letter, the Rambam will say, I want you to show this letter to the masses. Men, women, children, they have to know what we're saying in this letter. So there's this dual nature in the letter. He's writing to the rabbi, but it's a letter that should be publicized. And that which you mentioned in your letter, that you heard from some of the people out here, that God should protect them, that they praise me, and they say I'm one of the great giants, powerhouses of our generation. Lefi avatam siperu. Okay, they love me, so they spoke that way. Betuvam ubchastam diberu vechiberu. Out of their goodness and their kindness, that's what they spoke, and that's why they put together these concoctions about me. The devar davur al ofnav mimeni shma. If you really want to know what's accurate, listen, I'll tell you. Ve'ladam acher al tisha, and don't be attracted by what others tell you. Ani katon miktanei chachmei Sfarad. I'm from the small ones of the wise men of Spain. Asher ediyam bagalut urad, whose glory was diminished, was put down in the exile. Ve'tamid eshkod b'mishmerotai v'lo osakti chochmat avotai. And I am diligent to my responsibility, yet I have not attained the wisdom of my forefathers. Ki amim ra'im v'kashim pega'unu. Because we've encountered difficult and bad days, and we haven't had any period of rest. As much as we've toiled, we haven't been given any respite. Yeah.
At this point, the Tamilim already passing by the Rambam?
I don't know. I don't think so. Aval ratzti achar kotzrim mechol shvilim. But what I did was I ran after the people harvesting throughout the paths, v'alaket v'shibulim, and whatever they drop, I pick up. The Rambam says, I'm like the poor man who picks up the stalks that the harvesters drop. That's how I am in Torah. I gather the stalks, whether they're full and healthy, or they're little stalks that are withered. I don't turn them down. Zeshivti abayit me'at. I'm like Ruth, who just came home for a break, so to speak. The Rambam seems to be saying, I might have a little bit of period of peace now in my life, but my life has been chasing after the harvesters. V'lulei Hashem sha'elanu v'avotein sipunanu lo yisagti ha'me'at asher espo mimenu tamid eshbo. And if not for God's help, and our forefathers who taught us, I wouldn't have even attained the little bit that I have here to count. And so, the little bit that I have that God granted me and that my parents, my forefathers taught me, that's the little bit of Torah that I know. You want to know who I am? I'll tell you who I am. I come from a people who are great. The rabbis of Spain who were giants, and I'm little. I have the little bit they taught me, but I've been suffering so much, I'm nowhere near my forefathers. And about our friend, our student of Shlomo, who is the officer of the Kohanim, the wise, the one who's wise and has understanding, that you wrote in your letter that he extends his praise about us, and he speaks at length our praise. He's exaggerating b'tshukato because he loves us so much. And he's expanding what he tells you out of love and because he cares so much for us. May his rock, Hashem, who is his rock and redeemer, may he protect him and let him be like a garden that flourishes. And may he be returned to us whole and happy. Okay, all this is introductory. And the rest of what you wrote, so I think it's right, and I decided to answer you in Arabic. He calls it Lashon Kedar Nevo, the language of the Yishma'elim.